This is Jim, Wonder in Reality. This is part 6 of The Purpose of Human Existence. The working title is, Why Did God Create Mankind? And first, I want to try to answer that. We don't have all the answers. We don't know everything. We only know in part. But I do believe God created man to expand his family, to create a family, to fellowship with, and to enjoy all of the glorious supernatural things that God Almighty creates and has and that are His. Amen. That's just one, that's a one angle on it, but I believe that even the Bible reveals that yes, God wants to fellowship with us. Jesus said it. I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. That's in Revelation 3:20. Famous statement by the Lord Jesus Christ. But his whole message was, of course, the presence of God. That's the kingdom. And in all of these messages, the one main point I've been making is we only can fellowship with him when we are in that fourth phase of walking with him. We have to prove ourselves worthy. We have to pass his tests, his searching, we have to do things his way. Amen. That's just common sense. You don't need a Bible for that. No one, if a person seeks God, then they can walk with him, know him, and ultimately fellowship with him. But we have to do it his way, and it's all common sense. He created the universe. He created mankind. He created us. We had no choice about being here. We humble ourselves before him. We repent, and we seek him, and we must seek him with all that we have. And if we do, we will find him and we can move through phases 1, 2, 3, and ultimately phase 4. And remember, it's few even just get into the first phase. I've covered that. I want to continue trying to answer why God created man. So, God created man into his own image and gave him a free will, and we, the first person, chose sin and chose, therefore fell. And so, this is a very holy, sacred topic, and I just want to present some things to maybe shed light on some things, get us thinking, and get us all, including myself, get us motivated to walk in this glorious, divine walk with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ. This is the answer. This is why we are here. Even though 90% or more of people on the earth don't see it, don't understand this, maybe don't believe it and would disagree and just don't see it. That doesn't matter because the truth is still the truth, right? It could be only one person on the earth could out of 108 billion people who have ever lived. It could be a tiny number of people believe this and everyone else disagrees. Well, that doesn't matter. Our opinions don't matter. We are dead without Jesus Christ. Nothing matters apart from Jesus Christ and being alive in Him. Nothing matters. It's all wasted energy, and we've all done that. We've all fallen into that. So I want to focus in the big picture, why God created man. We see from the Bible that when God created, let me just give a big picture point here. The earth has been here for billions of years. God has, he's eternal in the past and in the future. Amen. He's awesome. And he's got billions of angels in his armies, five classifications of angels. And he created the three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. And Lucifer, obviously, we know what happened from Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. He chose to rebel and try to overthrow God. So we can see there that Lucifer had a free will. He was able to leave God's presence and plan and all of that. He chose that. So that is, of course, probably one of the biggest events in the whole history of the history of the ages. But it's related to us because God created Adam into his own image and then created Eve. God created man. And what happened? The same thing. Man left God's presence. We all know the story, but the fall. The two humans chose, knew that they were not to eat of a certain tree. This is so important. This is eternal significance to all of these truths and what we're discussing. We pass over these things lightly, right? We take them, oh, okay. You know, somebody said even recently, someone that I know said, oh, well, you know, Adam and Eve weren't really real people. This is just an allegory. You know, we dismiss these things, which is to our own detriment. It's bad. It's tragic. It's we need to come in with humility and awe of the Almighty and fear Him and realize the significance and importance of all of these truths and how they affect us today. And it's all so important. And Adam and Eve, the enemy deceived them, right? And said, oh, you know, you can eat this fruit and, you know, your eyes will be open and you can eat it. And so they did, and they fell. Man chose to disobey, lost the presence of God. And it's fascinating. A great man of God once said, Adam is the only person to be born again backwards. So Adam was in God's presence, saved, you know, in God's family, and he left that. And really, all of us, if we had been in that same situation, we would have done the same thing, probably. So why am I saying all this? Because of the fall, we have man's fallen nature, which is we are, in a sense, programmed. We are programmed. We are, you know, born in sin, so to speak. You know, we have a sinful nature, and so that's our old nature. Those of us who have been born again, that's our old nature. That's our, that the Bible calls it the flesh, but it's our the sinful nature. Then we have now the world to deal with, so worldly things and the enticements of the world, such as money or beauty, or it, Jesus called them the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts, the pleasures of life, so worldly things. Then we have sin to deal with now. We have our sinful nature, our sinful nature, it's like the biggest sin is self-will, right? And pride and not humbling ourselves before God. And that's kind of the overarching, really kind of the main sin, our self-will and pride, our sinful nature. And that leads to, when we are in that arena, there's all the sins, right? We want our own rights. We want pleasures. We want, you know, we want to hold grudges and hate people and bitterness and resentment, and it leads to all these other things. That's an interesting way to look at it. You know, there's three levels of sin, transgression, and iniquity. The Bible talks about that. And there's that's a whole different topic. But so, okay, sinful nature, the world, actual sins, and then the devil we now have to deal with too. All right, so this explains why so few today have found this answer, and why a minority of people find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and move into that first phase, and then even less and less get into the subsequent phases, 2, 3, and 4. We have all these obstacles and hindrances that are keeping us from Him. And that's not how God intended it. You know, He intended for Adam and Eve to be in His presence, to, you know, have children and reproduce, and those children are in His presence, and enjoy this glorious earth that He has made and His glorious presence. That's the key, the presence of Jesus. That's how we walk with Him. That's what we were meant to do. That's why I want to get to this point. That's what we were born to do, is to fellowship with Him and to be in His glorious presence that is so awesome, so glorious, so wonderful. He can't be described. He can't be put into human words. And it just, nothing else, we don't want anything else, because He meets our every need. It's what we were born to do. It's for eternity. And someone may say, okay, where's this in the Bible? Well, it's all throughout the Gospels. It's Jesus' most popular, most frequent topic. I'll say it again. He continually talked about the kingdom. And He never could describe it because it can't be put into words. He said it's like a treasure in a field. It's like that pearl of great price. It's like this. Then He gave other analogies too, right? But he said, He who comes to Me shall never hunger. He who believes in Me shall never thirst. And, you know, the living water, He said, He who drinks of this water from the well will thirst again. But he who drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. So what He's talking about here in all of this, the presence of God meets every need. And more than that, it's what we were born to do. It's the glorious reason we are here. And I want to emphasize this so much again and again. We could give a trillion messages about this topic and never even touch the surface. We as human beings have these hindrances and obstacles keeping us from Him, and our own sinful nature. And so we don't get there. We miss it. We don't see it. We are hard-headed and stubborn and foolish and dumb, and we waste our time, and we all do. But let's focus in on that one thing, the Holy Spirit, this Jesus Christ. They're one and the same. And our relationship with Him, that's the whole key. That's everything. And I was just thinking, I wanted to say, such a misconception about this walk with Jesus Christ. He offers exponential glory and wonder and riches and treasures and rewards in heaven. And all, I mean, we could give a billion trillion messages just about the things that He offers. And how do we get those things? A relationship with Him and ultimately His presence. We, knowing Him, eternal life. That's what eternal life is. Remember Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. That's eternal life. That's everything. When we get Him, with that, all those other things, incredible things, follow. The all of the intangibles, and he offers tangible things. He offers riches, rewards in heaven. He said, store up your treasures in heaven, not on earth. This riches beyond riches, the eternal riches of Jesus Christ, which, I mean, literally mansions in heaven with that are made by angels that are filled with the most glorious things, just the way we want that mansion. And all in heaven is just beautiful with, and now I'm talking about heaven, but again, the presence of God's available on the earth, here. That a tiny percentage of human beings even realize that this is even available. That's what's so baffling. Quickly about heaven, beautiful nature and the crystal sea, the river of life, beautiful things, angels and glorious trees with fruit that's copper colored, and you eat this fruit and it gives you energy, just divine energy, and the throne of God, God Almighty, the Father God Almighty, the creator of everything. He's at the highest point, the highest place, and humans in heaven just bow their heads and bodies as they journey towards the throne, and they can't get close because the glorious presence of God is so strong. So let's come down to the earth. The presence of God is available to us through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ. And yet we seek everything else but that. And we, the general perception of 90% of humans, I mean, it might be 92%, it might be 83%. I'm just saying it's most humans, okay? It might be 95%. Don't even know this. They don't even know that this is available. They don't know that this is why we are here. That this is the purpose of human existence. That this is why God made man. They don't even know. And if you tell them, they don't see it. They won't even hear you. They won't even listen. If they do, they'll disagree. They won't understand it. Why? We have to have the Holy Spirit. He's the only way anyone can become alive and find God. He's the only way. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that quickens, that gives life. Only the anointing. Only. We may as well not even tell people. Jesus even said, "Don't cast your pearls before swine, don't give what's holy to the dogs." So we give the messages, and then we just rely on God. Just whatever, you know, He's the one who's going to quicken people and cause them to be born again and to receive Him and all that. Anything we do really gets in the way. But we want to give the message. We want to proclaim it. And that's what I'm trying to do now, trying to put into words this just glorious, awesome truth that can't be put into words. But again, that people don't even know that this is the answer. The perception, I want to finish up with this, that the perception is, it's just unbelievable and baffling that the general perception of a walk with Jesus Christ, people think that it's this awful, boring, dry, dull existence, that it's somehow associated with religion and that you have to sacrifice and give up things and it's just so hard and you have to sell all that you have and move to Africa and move to India, and it's just a labor, and it's awful, and we're leaving this great, this is the perception again, and it's totally wrong. We're leaving the world which is so, it's we're leaving all of the fun things and the excitement of the world and all of these pleasures and the world, you know, in having fun and doing our own thing. And yes, the sins, you know, pleasures, whatever, sex, alcohol, drugs, whatever, entertainment, just, you know, feeding the flesh, you know, music and entertainment and having fun and, oh, I'm going to go party and I'm going to go out. We think that we have to, you know, the perception I'm trying to give this overall thing. Do you understand what I mean by this? People have this perception that that a walk with Jesus Christ is this awful, dull, inhibited thing. You have to go to these services twice a week and act a certain way. Or if you're Protestant, and then if you're Catholic, you have to go and you have to sit in Mass and you have to say these prayers. And if you, you know, unbelievable. That, and look, I grew up thinking these things. That, like, I found Jesus Christ directly with him, with Jesus. Like, I didn't find him in a church. I didn't, you know, God bless all the churches, okay, and all the Christians, amen. But we are here to walk with Jesus Christ in this glorious, divine, supernatural walk and move through the phases and fellowship with him. When we die as a human being, when we put our old nature to death, crucify the flesh, when we do that on the earth and we die, we fellowship with him. And think about this. When we die in the natural, if we're born again, boom, we go to heaven and we fellowship with him forever. That's another proof that this is why we're here. It's a test to see if somebody finds the only true God through Jesus Christ. And if they do, they go to heaven and they fellowship with him forever in heaven and continue this journey, continue learning, continue fellowshipping, continue in this glorious, unspeakable relationship with the Almighty, our Creator. Those who don't do that, who don't find him on the earth during this test, they go to hell forever. And there's no way out. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This is serious. And I want to just add this. I mentioned crucifying our flesh. You know, when we read the New Testament and we don't really have the Holy Spirit, we see all of these. It just seems so hard and impossible. And it seems like, you know, someone could even argue and say, oh, yes, we have to... it's going to be so hard and we have to sacrifice and we have to, Jesus told that man to go sell everything he had. So we have to go sell everything we have and we have to give up everything. Jesus, remember, Jesus said, he who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. So here's my point. Someone could take the New Testament and they could argue that the description I gave earlier about how people's perception is that walking with Jesus Christ is this dull, awful, hard, inhibited, terrible, you know, sacrifice. They could take the whole New Testament and argue that case. But it's not, I totally disagree with that. It's not even close. Because we give up everything, yes, which that everything has no value. It's not a sacrifice. This is a whole nother discussion. I brought up a whole nother discussion. But really, second time that I'm saying I want to finish up with this. But this is so important. This Jesus offers eternal life, life everlasting, the divine nature, the Zoe kind of life, the super abundant, beyond what we can imagine, abundance, life in him. And it's what we were born to do. It's what every person was born to do forever. And he offers tangible things and intangibles that are beyond human comprehension. We can't describe them. And the whole key is that we have this relationship with Him, that the Holy Spirit is the helper, the comforter, our strengthener, our standby. He comes in and He allows us to live, to walk with Him in the way that we're supposed to. And so that's faith. We're relying on Him. That's Jesus' second most frequent topic, faith. It's just relying on Him. It's no mystery. It's simple. Faith is simple. It's relying on God. That's all it is. So, and Jesus offers in this the eternal riches of Jesus Christ that inherit the earth, treasures in heaven, rewards in heaven. Yes, when we give up everything, Jesus says, he who has left, you know, houses and brothers and mother and sister and all to follow me shall receive 100-fold. 100-fold. That's off the charts exponential return. That's not one times, not two times, not double or triple. 100-fold. Okay? And that's just one example. Yeah. And it's the Holy Spirit, this glorious presence. He allows us to walk with Him and receive all of these incredible, glorious things forever. And I'm going to keep giving this message again and again because I'm so upset that the perception of 90% of even the Christian church, okay, 70% of the world are not even saved. They don't even understand anything about walking with Jesus. But even among that 30% Catholic Protestant, okay, 90 to 95% of those have the perception that it's the dry, dull, inhibited life and that it's a sacrifice and it's pretty awful. And so you really don't want to go there. Yes, it's, you know, they want to be born again. And yes, they believe in Jesus, but they want to stop right there, you know, because they have the perception that it's this awful existence. And that's a lie. It's a deception. It's not. It's the most glorious, wonderful, supernatural existence possible on the earth. The only one possible. The only one. It baffles me that I guarantee you, if you go talk to, just go pick out a stranger and talk to him, they will. That will be their perception, and they don't get it. They don't, and we think that we have to do it in our own power. We think, oh well, I want to be. I saw a sign on a church actually on the billboard thing said, "Be like Jesus." You know, people think, oh, we have to strive to be like Jesus. Oh, so I have to go do these good things, and I have to be nice to people, and I have to. Nothing wrong with those things, but I have to go strive to be like Him. No. We're supposed to die, and the Holy Spirit lives in and through us. That's Jesus Christ. That's how we do that. We don't exist. We humble ourselves before Him. We repent. We seek Him with our whole heart. Boom. And that's when it happens. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. His whole message is the kingdom of God. It's not about this sacrifice and give up things, and it's going to be awful, and it's going to be terrible. He tells us, I'll meet at your every need. You'll never thirst. You'll find the treasure in the field. That's the greatest treasure in the whole universe. The presence of God. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. He who eats of the bread that I shall give him. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. He who eats of this bread will live forever. Okay, so I'll continue this in the next message, but I just hope that you understand one of the main things I wanted to give in this message is that while the perception is that it's this awful sacrifice and that it's dull and dry, that is 100% incorrect, a complete lie and deception, that we're talking about a supernatural, glorious existence that is so awesome and it can't be put into human words. And we on the earth, because of those four things I mentioned, our sinful nature, sin, the world, the devil, all of that, and because we live in the fallen world, and it's so hard for many people around the world, they're just concerned with the cares of this world. Just like Jesus said, they're just trying to make it through the day. They're not able to really, well, my point is there's all these things keeping us from finding this truth. Cares of this world is one of them, definitely, and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things and the pleasures of life and all, they're keeping us from finding that truth. And the truth is so simple. One person in a walk and with Jesus Christ directly. That's the answer. For you, for everyone you know, for everyone that we know, every person on the earth, that's the key. That one single, simple devotion with and walk with Jesus Christ directly. And that's when things happen. That's when we can meet the Holy Spirit directly. He's a jealous God. We can't go through someone else. That's normal. That's just like a parent on the earth. The parent on the earth has a child. If that child goes to some other dad and says, oh, well, I want to be, or some other person, and wants to have the relationship with them just as much as with their real father, that's not going to work. The real dad would be like, wait a second, no, this is not right. You can't do that. That's just like our walk with Jesus Christ, with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're all the same. They're all one. And when we go to other things or other people, anything other than Him, that we can't have that full 100% single devotion relationship with Him. We have essentially other gods before Him. That's the first commandment. No other gods, nothing else between me and you, is what He's saying to us. And that something else could be anything. It could be a person. It could be a thing. It could be a sin. It could be maybe we're so focused on our ministry that we don't have that relationship with Him. We're so focused on seeking the Bible and learning the Bible inside and out that we don't have a relationship with Him. We've got, isn't that glorious? We just go directly to Him right here. And then that's when everything happens. Amen. Because He's a jealous God. Amen. He's a jealous God, and we go directly to Him. Thanks for listening. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org, for free books, free teachings. Thanks.